Good morning. We're continuing Chayadom, Kalal Chaf Beis, and we're learning Simon Tesvav. Totally didn't stalk a Kodim Hatfila. It's a good idea to give stalk before davening. This applies to Shachris, Mincha, and Marav, that before a person davens, it's appropriate to give stalk because the Pasuk says, Ani B'tzedek Echaz Eponecha. As I come to you, I come to see Hashem, I will come to you, Hashem, to see your face. First I do tzedek, and then I come. The language of the Rambam in Matan Zani in Perek Yud, the Rambam says in Halacha Tezvav, G'dolei HaChachamim ha'yunostim pruta lo'oni karim kol tefila v'achar kach mispalalim. The G'dolei HaChachamim were noyig to give a pruta to an oni before each tefila, and then they would daven. Shemar ani b'tzedek echad teponach, and he brings the same pasuk. Now the Rambam in Halacha Tezayin adds that not only do we say that person, it's appropriate for a person to come to greet a Kadosh Baruch Hu with the mitzvah of staka, but a person who does this, he gives mezonos to the ani ma'achal mashkaniim v'yisomim al shachaner reitz hakara el Hashem v'yanehu. So a person who does various elements of staka can be guaranteed that he will call out to Hashem and Hashem will answer him, and he'll be zeichel to be misanig al Hashem. Shemar oz tikra b'Hashem yaneh. So the psukim in Yeshaya say that when after a person gives to the aniyim, he will call out, Hashem will answer him, and then b'tisanig al Hashem he'll be able to enjoy an oinig, a pleasure of being connected to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So that's done through the mitzvah of tzedakah. Maybe one or two points about tzedakah, the beginning of Perek Yud. The Rambam starts Perek Yud of Matnas Aniyim. Chiyav anu lihizor b'mitzvah tzedakah yoyusim mikol mitzvah tzedakah. The chiyav to be careful with mitzvah tzedakah is greater than any other mitzvah tzedakah, the Rambam says. Shastaka simen letzadik zera Avraham avinu. Tzedakah is indicative of the fact that a person is a tzadik and he's from the family of Klal Yisrael. The throne of Klal Yisrael and the true Torah will only be stand on the midst of tzedakah. So the Rama says all these elements ties into the midst of tzedakah. So it's important to give tzedakah. Now, what is the appropriate time to give it? So he says you should do it before the tefillah. This applies to Shacharis, Mincha, and Marav. So Mincha and Marav, it's pretty straightforward. Before you start davening Mincha, before by Ashrei, you give staka. Before Marav, a person gives some staka. What about by Shacharis? So what is the appropriate time to give it? So the Mishnah Berurah brings from the Rizal that he had the minhag to give it when they would say, we say in Vayivarach David, and we say that the Osher Kavod, Baruch has the Osher in the Kavod, and he's Moshe Bakal, he rules over all. Excuse me. That's when a person gives that tzedakah. Mishnah Berurah continues and says there are places which are not to be gather tzedakah during Kriyas HaTorah, and that's inappropriate. That's inappropriate, because that will be mevatel to the people from hearing Kriyas HaTorah. And answering Baruch Hu Hashem because they're focusing on giving staka. Now, Mr. Burr says it'll be here. Mr. Burr later on says that they should not be done during Chazar Sashatz either. And the most of Dirshu in Arachayim, Simon Sari Beis, Sif Yod, and the Mr. Burr, Sif Katan Lam and Zion, quotes from the Ben Ish Chai and the Kaf HaChayim, when a person is saying Shema, they shouldn't be gathering stock at that time, because he has to focus on what he's saying. Reb Chaim Kanevsky points out that not only is that true that they should not collect stock, but the people are not mechuyev to give stock at that point in time because of the rule of Oisek B'mitzvah Patur Min HaMitzvah. We have a rule in Shas that a person can involve in one mitzvah, he does not have to do other mitzvahs. We just spoke about that. So it means while you're davening, you're not mechuyev to give staka. The Gemara talks about this and refers to when a person is oisei b'mitzvah, taking care of a Shabbos aveda, he's not mechuyev to give staka. Are you allowed to give staka at that point in time? So this, in general regards to the rule of oisei b'mitzvah, patur min mitzvah, whether you're allowed to interrupt mitzvah A to do mitzvah B, that's a discussion. But over here, there is the argument that you can really do both, and therefore you're allowed to interrupt and give staka, but you are not mechuyev to interrupt to give both. So therefore, the appropriate time to give staka really would be before davening, not during davening itself. And that which the minhag is to give by during Pesukah Zimra by Yivar Tovid is that accept the minhag and Klal Yisrael, that's also an option, but preferably a person should be doing it then. If somebody's coming around and asking for staka, it means that you're not mechuyev to give them during davening, but you're allowed to do so if you so wish. Many people have a custom, they put out some money beforehand, so when a when they're approached, they won't be distracted. They immediately have the money available to give to the people which are collecting. And that's an appropriate idea. Take advantage of that. This way they won't be distracted. Have a good day.